Everybody wants accountability from someone else. Congress wants it from federal agencies. Federal managers want it from employees, and vice versa. And the public wants it from everybody. But demanding accountability means you've got to equip people with the skills they need to do the job. Could it be a lack of management training is causing federal employee engagement scores to fall for the last 5 years? Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University, has got some ideas on this. He joins me now. Bob, good to have you on.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's wonderful to be with you.
The idea of scores that reflect management, or at least the perception of management by federal employees, have been falling. What do you think is behind this phenomenon?
Well, the federal employee engagement scores government-wide were 66 in 2010. In 2015, they're 64. Now, that's a one jump increase from 2014, from 63 to 64. But the fact of the matter is, still less than 2010. Now, the response to that stagnant score over time is to increase accountability. So last year, OMB issued a memorandum to all leaders across the federal government and required them to chart what they were planning to do and to chart what their success was, and ignored, in my view, the fact that there are many federal leaders who don't have the skills necessary to increase employee engagement.
If you look at the leaders' lead questions, question 53, the famous one on the Viewpoint survey, in my organization, senior leaders generate high levels of motivation and commitment in the workforce, and that fell from 45%, not so great, in 2010. Now it's under 39% for the most recent survey. The implication is that you can teach this type of skill on how to motivate others.
It can be taught. It can be taught, and there's a very short article put out by J. Philip Leeds, L-E-E-D-S, who works for the Merit Systems Protection Board. And what he did was to compare members of the senior executive service who had participated in leadership development opportunities with the employee engagement scores. And what he discovered is the more people in the SES who had this kind of training, the higher the employee engagement scores. So I think it's pretty clear that there is a direct link between the competencies to create engagement and the results.
Do you think there's resistance on the part of managers from undergoing that kind of training, or are the opportunities too limited, or none of the above, or both of the above?
I think it's a combination of lack of funding, maybe a lack of really understanding that members of the SES need skills to create employee engagement, and a lack of focused attention on providing it.
Could it be that people that are really good at a skill and then get promoted to manage others doing that skill may be reluctant to confront those personality issues, that skill issues that might be lacking that they could address, but you have to confront them and overcome them, and that's hard for people?
It is. One of the most difficult steps in becoming a leader is to give up subject matter expertise. So for those who have been really high performers exercising subject matter expertise, to give up spending all of their time as a subject matter expert and assuming the role of leader is for many a very difficult transition. And if you don't get the support that's needed to both give up and acquire new skills, oftentimes it doesn't happen.
And I guess when people do get that promotion, they maybe end up acting like Mr. Dithers, but unfortunately the entire federal workforce is not like Dagwood Bumstead that'll show up and work hard every day. And so what are the opportunities available to people that become managers and hope to become leaders there in the federal government?
All too few. We provide that kind of leadership development in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University, but there isn't a recognition, for example, that we need emotional intelligence at that level in order to create the connections necessary for employee engagement. So without a definition of really what's needed for people to become more engaged, it's unlikely that it's going to happen.
We're speaking with Bob Tobias, professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. And you mentioned that idea of performance. And it looks like OMB, in looking at those scores that originate with the OPM survey and the emphasis on performance and accountability, might be falling for the old adage that you can't improve a pig by measuring it. You can't increase its weight by simply measuring it. You've got to feed it. Is the emphasis on accountability maybe a way of avoiding the fact that you have to feed and nurture those managers?
I think it is. It's easy for me to say, well, Tom, I'm going to hold you accountable for increasing your audience share by another 35%. And then I walk away from you, and when it doesn't happen, I say, so Tom, why didn't you increase your audience share by 35%? I didn't give you the skills, I didn't give you the ability, I didn't give you the resources to increase your audience share by 35%. And I think that's exactly what is happening with this employee engagement issue.
And on that funding issue, I mean, that's a matter of individual agencies setting that priority. It seems like it would be hard to turn down at the OMB level when they do the passbacks investments in training managers to help with performance and employee engagement scores.
You know, I think OMB has to lead the way. As we know, the thing that gets cut first when budgets are reduced is training. And so there's very little focus on the long-term implication of failing to provide training and leadership development. But if you look at the scores from 2010 to 2015, you can see the long-term impact of failing to invest in developing those who you've already selected to be leaders.
I mean, decades ago, I worked for a company that decided that I was management potential, and I eventually ended up in management. But they sent me to this testing service in New York City. I went, and you had to take tests with hundreds of questions and training that followed that. And I thought, wow, I felt flattered that they thought that way. But often, sometimes people may see, well, we're going to send you to this course to improve your skills as almost a weakness. And how can managers that want to send other people to managerial leadership training present it in a way that, yeah, this is a good thing for you, and it's because we have confidence in you, not because we think you're deficient?
Well, one way to overcome that is to make it competitive for these opportunities. Right now, there are so many people who have not had these opportunities, it's very easy to make it competitive. So when it's provided on a competitive basis, those who receive it go back into the workplace and say, wow, this was terrific, you ought to do it as well. So in order to get over that hump, if you make the initial programs competitive, others will follow quickly.
So that means leadership that's in place now has to see it as a great benefit and not as remediation or
that is correct.
The attitude they bring to it.
That is exactly correct, Tom.
What are the chances of this happening now? We've got a really tough year ahead with wind down of one administration, people anticipating the next one, whomever that might be. And often these are years of kind of stasis.
Well, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by this MSPB report that says, in essence, it's time to invest in leadership development and provides data in support of its conclusion. This article by J. Philip Leeds that provides data to link SES leadership development with increased employee engagement that hasn't existed before. So with this data, I'm hopeful that there will be action.
Bob Tobias is professor in the Key Executive Leadership Program at American University. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.